Moncrief on News Talk.
Nora Jane Noon secured her breakout role in the Magdalene Sisters movie, which you might remember, at 16, encouraged by her cousin to go to an open audition on the basis that she was into acting. Since then, she's had many roles, both in Ireland and internationally, and after years of living abroad in London and Los Angeles, she has now returned to her native Galway to pursue opportunities at home. Her latest film is Bring Them Down, and it also stars Barry Keoghan and Christopher Abbott, and she joins me now to chat about it. Nora Jane, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad at all. Talk to me, first of all, about your role on the Magdalene Sisters. What was it like being on set at 16 on such a big movie at such a young age?
Oh, I think I was so oblivious, to be honest. I was just completely immersed in the story and so excited to be there. And I didn't really have any awareness of a career or how it would be received. Or I didn't even know if it would be released in cinemas. You know, I wasn't thinking ahead in that way. I was just delighted to be there.
Was it like on that set? Is that when you got a taste for acting afterwards, or did it come much later?
I think it was probably before. I just did little kind of classes in Galway growing up and little shows, and I just loved being part of that community and such a buzz and the kind of teamwork that goes into it.
But you didn't, did you train as an actor then, or did you go on and, as our mothers would say, get a proper degree?
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I did. I got a science degree because I didn't know what else to do. And I needed my, you know, as you said, safety net.
Yeah.
But I kind of knew once Magdalene came out. It came out in my, I think it was the start of my second year in college. I was like, I'm going to go off to London and be an actor after this. But I did finish my degree. Amazingly.
Fair play to you. I'm sure your mother is delighted. Well, at least she has the degree. I don't know what it is about Irish mammies and their need for people who are in the entertainment world to have a foot. And it seemed like for a while when I was young anyway, it was always primary school teaching. Like if you had any sort of charisma about you, it's like you go and be a teacher. Get that anyway. And sure, if it all falls apart, which it will, you can go back to the teaching.
Yeah, yeah. It's solid job. That's all you need.
Was there a moment in your career where that sort of panic that I think actors always have, this sort of like, oh, what's next, where that left you and you thought, okay, I'm an actor now, I've made it, this is it? Or is that something that stays with you forever?
I don't know if that goes away. I think there's a point where you're like, you know, and having a kid as well, I think you get to a point where you're just going to live your life regardless of what work comes in or not, you know, because I think when you're young, you can put everything on hold for an audition or for an opportunity. And there's a lot of compromise in that sense. And you get to an age where you're like, no, I want to start a family. I want, you know, certain things that I will figure out regardless. And so acting then actually becomes more enjoyable because it's more of a joy rather than something you're reliant on, if you know what I mean.
I totally know what you mean. I hope the listeners do too. I have friends who they won't take a holiday because an audition might come in.
It always does. The minute you book a holiday is when the audition comes in.
It seems like, and how do you manage the balance of what I always think is interesting is we see very, very often on screen characters who are playing a pregnancy role, but it's never something I know from my experience on the other side of the camera that if an actor is pregnant, you never, ever write it into the script because you don't know what is going to happen with that pregnancy or with that person. And so it's, you never really see pregnant actors.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's that part's scary, I guess, taking that leap, because you do wonder, oh, will I work? And for how long will the gap be? And what happened with me, funnily enough, was that I got pregnant and my daughter was born just a few weeks before lockdown.
Oh, wow.
So the gap ended up being much longer than I thought, you know. I ended up but it was kind of a blessing.
Was that kind of nice? Yeah, because you had no choice really but to take the time, whereas you probably would have been agonizing over taking it, wanting to, but feeling like you couldn't.
Yeah, and the stress of, you know, the whole getting back into shape thing and all that nonsense. And just knowing I could spend that first year with her.
And did you do lockdown in?
I could really enjoy it.
You spend some time in Los Angeles, don't you?
I was living there at the time, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had my daughter in Galway and we just landed back to LA when the lockdown happened.
And what is it like living in Los Angeles as an actor?
You know, I loved it. I think people kind of have an idea of it being all about the business, but it's such a big city and there's so much more going on there than just the industry. So I loved the outdoors and I loved, you know, just the nature and the national parks and all of that kind of stuff is really amazing to explore.
So talk to us about this new film that you have coming out, Bring Them Down. What is it about? When is it out? What should people look forward to?
It's about this rivalry between these two families in rural Ireland and how things escalate. And it's a really amazing, kind of powerful feature film. And it will be premiering at Toronto Film Festival in September. And I think it's going to be released at the start of next year with Barry Keoghan and Christopher Abbott. You know, I'm really excited. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, that's so strange, isn't it? And often actors are doing press for stuff that they haven't seen the cuts or the rushes of. But obviously you have a great sense of judgment because of the script. Where did you film and how long did it take? What was that process like?
We filmed just outside of near Greystones. I was on a few days on and off over a number of weeks. I think it was a 6-week shoot altogether.
Are you still there?
Hello?
Sorry, I thought that I lost you there. It was a 6-week shoot altogether outside Greystones. And so is it gritty? Is it a drama? Are there light moments?
Not so many light moments, no.
Okay. Good to know.
Gritty, drama, thrilling, edge of your seat kind of stuff. Yeah.
It seems to be a great time to be involved in Irish movies, film and TV, I guess, just Irish screen. Do you think that Irish people punch above their weight when it comes to our stance on the global billboard of movies and TV?
Oh, I think the level of talent is amazing, honestly.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, I mean, storytelling is just so much in our culture. You know, every person you kind of chat with, even in the street, like I come back to Galway now and it's like everyone's such a good storyteller. Mm-hmm. It's just how we talk. And, you know, there's such amazing writing here and people kind of they grow up with that. So I think there's a depth to Irish actors that's incredible. And it's just really exciting to kind of be part of this generation, you know.
What is the, I know that you played a role on Coronation Street, and if I'm thinking, if I were you, that would probably be the role that my family would have been most excited about, but I wouldn't have been. How was your experience of being on a British TV soap?
Honestly, it's like all the aunties and all the family and everyone watched it and everyone was so excited. They're like, you've made it. and it was really sweet and it was just, you know, people love it. And so I found it quite overwhelming, actually, because it's such a huge following and people are so passionate about it that the attention around a show like that, I didn't expect.
Yeah, you know? You kind of forget when you're not maybe into watching soaps how many people do.
Yeah, and to see that, it's kind of like when you go to horror conventions, it's a similar thing. There's just such a level of loyalty and excitement and you're like, oh, I'm in this whole new world now.
I remember working on a soap once and the story editor saying to me, you know, if somebody likes an opera, they probably watch about 15 hours of opera a year. If somebody is into soap, they watch 3 to 5 hours of soap every single day. They're a committed audience and they can see a story coming a mile away. So like it's actually a really astute audience who know the genre. So fascinating to be part of. Nora Jane, we wish you all the best with the movie. We're really looking forward to seeing it. That's Bring Them Down, which will be out. Well, it's going to be a while yet, but you heard it here first. Thanks so much, Nora Jane.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.